What is going on, everyone? How's it going? Hope you're all doing well. Welcome to this, I'd say, special edition of Geek Talk with Ben. But it's not, it's really not, because it's Geek Talk with Ben. So I can literally talk about anything that I find appealing. Hence why people are here to listen to my views, opinions. I don't know what you want to call them. But yeah, anyway. So this one's all about WrestleMania, which is happening this very weekend. If you're listening to this, obviously, before the 1st and 2nd of April. WrestleMania weekend is this weekend. I'm currently recording this on the 30th of March. I know it's quite late on into the, getting down the line towards WrestleMania. But to be fair, WWE haven't really, or didn't really properly announce much for WrestleMania until these last week, 2 weeks. I mean, we've kind of got a gist of what might be happening and what's going on. We obviously knew about Roman and Cody for the longest time. We obviously knew about Rey and Dominic, probably was going to happen at some point, and they only officially announced that last week. We obviously knew about Rhea and Charlotte Flair. Since the day after Rumble, or the week after Rumble, when Rhea announced it. So we knew these matches were pretty much in place. The rest, however, it's kind of just been thrown together in the last couple of weeks, or obviously they've been in place for a while, but telling the story leading up to the announcements of the matches have been a couple of weeks in the making, shall we say. I was just trying to figure out how to best describe it for people who are not fully up to date yet on what's happening with WrestleMania this year. I won't lie, I'm not 100% sure what's even happening at the moment. I'm just going off what the last couple of weeks have been like, and obviously I've had to look online at actual matches that have properly been announced for it. So that's why I'm currently looking at my phone at the list of like the matches for WrestleMania weekend. I did see, however, that there was a rumour that WrestleMania this year could be shorter than the previous number of years. And that's because they want to go more for, I think, the quality of the matches, or the length of the matches, rather than trying to bombard it with as many matches as possible. Which, in my opinion, probably does help. The last couple of WrestleManias has seemed like they've just stacked it with too many matches that nobody really cared about or bothered with, if that makes any sense to anyone. I know it makes sense to me. But yeah, that's what I mean. So now it's coming up to WrestleMania weekend, so now we know it's over two nights again. It's in Hollywood this year. The question is, what matches are going to go on what night? We know Cody and Roman is headlining night 2, which will be the very last match of WrestleMania, which is usually the case for the big title matches. But what's headlining night 1? There's a lot of speculation that it's going to be Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus the Usos for the tag titles. In my opinion, it should really be Rhea versus Charlotte. That's just my opinion. But then you got to think, what other matches are they going to put on night one? What matches are they going to put on night two? Are they going to go for all the heavy hitters on night two? Are they going to go for all the heavy hitters on night one? Or are they going to split it up evenly, which they pretty much should anyway, because that's just the way to do it. But you could look at it both ways. They could go for... They could do it where it's like most of the heavy hitting matches, so like the Hell in a Cell match, the Dominic or the Mysterio match, maybe the Intercontinental title belt match, they're all on night one. The women's titles match, Rhea versus Charlotte is on night one, but I feel like they're probably going to leave that for night two because that's probably the biggest women's title match of the WrestleMania weekend. And that's not taken away from Asuka versus Bianca Belair, because that match is gonna be great. But I just feel like they've spent more building up the Rhea and Charlotte Flair match than they have for Asuka and Belair match. But again, that's just my personal opinion. But to me, this should end night one with Rhea versus Charlotte, because it's a big title match. And then do the Raw Women's title match on night two at some point. So yeah, it's just a case of like what match is going where? Who's doing what? Who's going to even kick off Mania? That's another one. I think I read somewhere online that it could be the John Cena match that kicks it all off. But really? I don't know. I feel like they could start off with the Intercontinental title, to be honest, because that match is just going to be fantastic. And it's one way to get the crowd amped up, which you won't really need much to amp up the crowd, because it's a big atmosphere anyway. It's going to be huge. Everyone's there to have a great weekend. So you're not going to need much to amp up the crowd. But I feel like if they start off with an absolute banger of a match, which I believe the Intercontinental title match will be, because it's Gunther, Sheamus and Drew McIntyre, I think that match is going to be possibly one of the best matches of WrestleMania weekend. So to start it all off with that would actually be pretty awesome, in my opinion. But at the same time, with the heavy hitters that are in that match, it might be better off starting night two with that match. So then, yeah, the question is, who's actually going to kick off the whole main event of the weekend? Which match is going to be first? But let's get into all the matches, shall we? Let's just run down what's actually happening. So here is the list from the website, what I'm reading off, which is CBS website, of the WrestleMania 39 matches so far. There could be more added. Like I said, they could add in a few extras to stack it up a bit more, because there's not a great deal of matches once I read it all out. But at the same time, that report online did say that they might be doing a shorter version of WrestleMania this year so that they can let the talent show off what they've got, basically, and have better matches, build up better matches, all that stuff. But yes, here's the list so far. So I'm just going to read it out how it is on the list. The Undisputed WWE Universal Championship match, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. The SmackDown Women's Championship match, Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley. Raw Women's Title, Women's Championship match, Bianca Belair versus Asuka. The Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship match, The Usos versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. Brock Lesnar versus Omos. Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul. US title match, Austin Theory versus John Cena. Becky Lynch, Lita, and Trish Stratus versus Damage Control. Edge versus Finn Balor and Hell in a Cell. The Intercontinental title match, Gunther, Sheamus, and Drew McIntyre. And then you've got the four tag team matches. Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus Natalya and Shotzi versus Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler versus Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville. Braun Strowman and Ricochet versus the Street Profits versus Alpha Academy versus Viking Raiders. And then the last one on the list is Dominic Mysterio versus Rey Mysterio. Now, it's totally up to you to figure out how you want all these to go. Obviously, we all have opinions. If you're listening to this, you're obviously a wrestling geek the same as me. So, you have your own opinions on everything. You'll have your own opinions on who should start WrestleMania. You'll have your own opinions on who should end Night 1, who should end Night 2. Even though the ending of Night 2 is pretty much set in stone anyway. It always is. It's always the big title match. But it is what it is. We all have opinions. We all like... we're all fans. We all just, want to see what's best and what happens, basically. So, I'm not going to predict the full card and who's going to do what, where, when. I've already said my piece on who I believe should end Night 1. Who could possibly start Night 1 and Night 2. But again, we'll never know until it actually comes on Saturday and Sunday. But I am, however, going to try and predict who's going to win what match and what it could potentially lead on to, like future rivalries, future storylines, etc. So if you'll stick around with me and see if basically your predictions are the same as mine. So for my predictions, I'm going to start from the bottom of the list upwards, the list that I've just read out. I'll start from back to front because I've got quite a bit to say about the actual title match, which I've always spoke about at work to a few people that I know are wrestling fans. So, but yeah, it'll probably be quite a lengthy explanation, what I'm going to say. Anyway, so the Mysterios match. So this has been brewing for a while. Obviously, everyone's wanted it for a while. It's finally happening. There was talk that it was going to be Rey's last match. But I believe he's now wanting to stay on for a bit longer. So that's a good thing. But my prediction for this match is probably going to be Dominic Mysterio wins. How? I don't know. I can possibly see Damian Priest getting involved somehow. Probably his family will also try and get involved somehow. It should be a great matchup because obviously Dominic's been trained by his dad for many years, I believe. So, but it would just be a nice way to put your son over, wouldn't it? And try and progress his career even further in the WWE. But then this could also lead on to, if I say, Damian Priest gets involved somehow, then it could lead on to a Rey and Damian feud for somewhere down the line. It could set it up. I know it's quite a while off, but SummerSlam. It could set off a few matches between Dominic and his dad. So it could keep going on. And they could have like one final match at SummerSlam or something. Kind of the way that Edge and Finn Balor's been doing it. So they've had a fair few matches now, and this is going to be the last one. So Dominic and Rey could do the same potentially here, but Dominic is probably going to win here. The alternative is that Rey wins and it turns Dominic back to, you know, the good guy persona. So he'll come back to his family being like, oh, I'm so sorry and all that stuff. But do we really want to see that? Because, like, they've built this up for so long just to do that. No. I think Dominic should win here and just carry on being him, basically. Like, he gets a lot of boos, but he also gets a lot of cheers. So, I don't really know. But my personal opinion is I think Dominic will win. Moving on to match two, or, well, in this case it's match two because it's the second one on the list. Braun Strowman and Ricochet versus Street Profits versus Alpha Academy versus Viking Raiders. Now, what they should do is make this a number one contenders match, really, to be a number one contenders for one of the tag team belts. Because unless they're going to keep the tag team belts undisputed, then have them fight for that, obviously. If not, and they want to split up the belts onto each brand again, then have them fight for one of the belts. You know what I mean? So, for this match, obviously it's just to get a lot of people on show, try and get the talent on the card, which is fair enough because they're all incredible at their own things. So, but it's really hard to predict this one because Braun Strowman and Ricochet, even though it shouldn't work, it seems to work. It's pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. That's just my opinion, as all this is. So don't come at me with you're like, ah, that is crap. Like, just stop. This is my opinion. Alright. The Street Profits, fantastic. Alpha Academy, I'm not a fan of. I don't really care about them, to be honest. And there's also that side thing with Otis and the Maximum Male Models, are they called? I can't remember what that team's called because obviously I don't really care too much about them either. But there's that little side thing going on with that. So that'll probably get involved somehow in this match, which will cost Alpha Academy. Viking Raiders, they're hardcore, but I don't know what they're actually doing with them. I haven't seen much of them as of late. So the only ones I can really go for here is Braun Strowman and Ricochet, even though they're not an established team like the other three have been for the longest time. I feel like the Street Profits, they're going to break them up or use them as individuals for individual runs, which I'll get to in my US title prediction later on. But I feel like Braun Strowman and Ricochet are going to win this, and then that's how they'll just keep pushing them two onto WWE screens and stuff, is by using them as a tag team, which is fair enough. If that's what they want to do, that's what they're going to do. So yeah, my prediction for that one, even though there's some very good established tag teams in this match, I just feel Braun Strowman and Ricochet are probably going to win this one. There's not much else I really can say on this subject, to be honest. That's just my personal prediction. Now moving on to the women's one. So, I thought Ronda Rousey was supposed to be missing WrestleMania through injury, but on this list, she's on it, so I don't actually know. I can't say I've really watched all of Raw and SmackDown for the last couple of weeks, so I don't actually know what's properly going on. I know of the storylines, certain storylines that I'm invested in, which are also on this list, but this one and the men's tag team match, I'm not going to lie, not really overly bothered about. So predicting this one's going to be a bit harder. So you've got Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus Natalya and Shotzi versus Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler versus Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville. Don't know why I said it like that, but there you go. Now, again, they could have done this as like a number one contenders match. It doesn't say on the briefing for the match that it is for a number one contenders match for the tag team titles, the women's tag team titles. But I feel like that's what it should be. They could even have the winner of this match face off for the women's tag team belts on night two if they do this on night one, which I feel like is probably going to happen. Just because they're not having, I don't believe they got the women's tag team belts on the line at some point in WrestleMania, but again, there's still an episode of SmackDown to happen before WrestleMania, so they could throw something out there for you. I don't actually. But again, I generally don't have a clue who might win this because I've not been really following along with the women's tag team division. Well, especially these ones. But I'm just going to go off what I think will happen down the line with the women's tag team belts. And I feel like it'll be Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler because they're going to push. They should showcase them off as the hardcore badasses that they are because they're from the MMA background. So, theoretically, if you put them two together as a team, they should be unstoppable. And that's how I feel like they should push them, in my personal opinion. They should have a tag team that's like super impossible to beat, and then somewhere down the line, either two people join forces and they defeat them, or another tag team comes up through the ranks and then somehow defeats them further on down the line. But my opinion should be that Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler wins, goes on to win the women's tag team belts, because I can't see Lita sticking around for long, to be honest. The whole Lita and Becky Lynch thing kind of took me by surprise as it was, so I feel like that's just setting up a feud down the line, which should be Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler, because everyone's been crying out for Ronda versus Becky anyway for a while now, so I feel like them two are going to take the titles off Lita and Becky. And then, yeah, they should just use them as like this powerhouse tag team, which they are anyway. So there's my prediction, people. Take it as you will. Also, I'm sorry if you're into all the tag team divisions and stuff. Like, I didn't want to upset anyone if that I said I didn't really care about it. I do care. I like watching it. I like what's going on, but it's not really like the four-way tag team matches are kind of like not something that I'm used to seeing or used to like getting invested in. Like, tag matches to me was always the established tag teams were always the ones that would just be thrown into title pictures and stuff when I was growing up through the Attitude era and stuff like that. So, yeah. I mean, they could they could be great, and I'm pretty sure they will be, because, like I said, all the talent that's been on the card on this list are fantastic in their own right, so it should all work out to be a fantastic pay-per-view, in my opinion. But anyway, with that being said, let's move on. So next on the list is the Intercontinental title match, Gunther versus Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre. And this one is just going to be absolutely phenomenal. There, I've said it. It's just going to be phenomenal. That's it. No, nothing else. Don't really need to say anything else, to be honest. This match is just going to be incredible. You've got Drew versus Sheamus versus Gunther, which, like, Drew versus Sheamus in its own right have always been incredibly, incredibly fantastic matches. And then you had Gunther versus Sheamus at, was it Clash of the Castle, do you thought? And that was like, what? That was probably one of the best matches I've seen. So, yeah. This one's a tough one to predict. I won't lie to you, I've gone back and forth all the time on who I feel like should win and could win. And to be honest, I'm just going to stick with my first prediction, what I told my mates at work who also follow wrestling. So my first prediction was that Gunther's going to lose the title, but he's not going to be the one who gets pinned. And that's just because they want to keep him as this, like, almighty figure. Or almighty badass, shall we say. So I feel like Drew McIntyre is going to win this by pinning Sheamus. And the reason why I said Drew over Sheamus is because I just feel like Drew at the moment, or since his old, like, title reign ended, like, a year or so ago, it just seems like he's been in limbo. Like, they don't actually know what they're doing with him. So I feel like if they put a belt on him again, in this case, the Intercontinental title belt, I feel like it just means that they can use him and have him on the shows and have him at live shows and stuff, which they do anyway, but I mean, you know, just as like a big figure. And I feel like they could, set up some proper big matches for Drew. And they could use the IC title again as a major title, which it should be. I'm not saying that they've not done it with Gunther, but I feel like they're just going to use Gunther as, like, an actual title push itself, like a main world title push. And I'll get to that more with the Cody and Reigns speculation later on. But yeah, my prediction for this one is I feel like Drew's going to win the title, but by pinning Sheamus and not Gunther, because they want to protect him. Also, these predictions are going to be very short, because I'm trying to keep this as short as possible, because I know that a lot of people don't like listening to long-ass, winded podcasts. So let's move on. Edge versus Finn Balor in a Hell in a Cell. I'm glad they're bringing back Hell in a Cell at a major event. I know they've used it at, like, SummerSlams and stuff like that before, but I mean actually at, like, a WrestleMania. It'll be cool to see. And I believe they're going back to the original Hell in a Cell design and not the stupid-ass red crate one that they've decided to use for the last God knows how many years. But, yeah. And also, Finn Balor's coming back as a demon. He's bringing back his demon persona. So, yeah. And also, I believe Edge is supposed to be coming in as the Brood Edge. From the Attitude Era. So that'll be interesting. I mean, to be fair, Edge and Finn Balor's had some stellar matches the last couple matches that they've had. It's been great. So I can only see this being absolutely out of the park again. It could be one of the matches of the weekend, in my personal opinion. And I'm probably going to say that about a lot of them. But if it's done right, it could very well be one of the matches of the weekend. But yeah, I just hope it's very brutal. Not like to the point of, like, you know, full on blood and stuff, because I don't think WWE is still doing that. They could show a bit, I suppose, to show how, you know, how personal this storyline is. But I just feel like it should be brutal. So lots of chair shots, lots of tables being broken, lots of kendo sticks being thrown in and out, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I just feel like this should be full-on brutal. And again, it's one of them matches that I feel like I can't quite predict, but I feel like if Finn Balor doesn't win, then what's the point in the whole Judgment Day angle? Like, I know they've had Finn lose a fair few times during the last few months. But I feel like if you're going to try and push a team, especially a team called Judgment Day, if you're going to push a team like that, you need to make them pretty much invincible to a certain extent, or very hard to beat. So I feel like if Finn wins this, then they need to have him on a run. Or even put him in the title picture again, which is what I'll go on about with Cody and stuff later. They could use him as like a main eventer again. But yeah, they should, like I said, it's just very hard because I really like Edge. I like the whole comeback angle. I like the whole story, like that he thought he'd never wrestle again and he come back. He's done phenomenal. He's had probably some of the greatest matches I've ever seen in his comeback. But I believe he's, well, if reports are to be believed, he's on the verge of retirement for real this time. Like, his own back, not being told he has to retire. So, to me, it makes sense just to have Finn win this one. And then they could use him more and push him more as like this big, you know, this big heel in wrestling. And then Edge can just, you know, go off and come back and do whatever, like little bits here or there. So that's my personal opinion. I think Finn should win. But like I said, I think if it's done right and it goes on for quite a while, like a good 30, 40 minute match, I feel like this could be one of the matches of the weekend. And also, in my opinion, it could also be the main event of night one. There, I said it. Why not? Just throw it on there. Now, again, this next one is a bit of a weird one because, well, it's Becky Lynch, Lita, and Trish versus Damage Control. In my personal opinion, if they wanted Lita and Becky to win the titles, which they did, they could have just built it up a bit more and then had them win at Mania. And then just had, you know, Trish and Bayley have a match of their own. Or have them outside of the ring and then, you know, all hell breaks loose. But now it just seems a bit like a pointless match. The only thing that would make this interesting is is if Lita or Becky turned on each other during the match, and then that would turn Becky heel again, and then have her go on this run for titles again and all that stuff. But then what would they do with Damage Control after this, if that happened? I mean, Lita and Trish will just go off anyway because they're on a Legends contract, which... Well, I assume they're on a Legends contract, which means that they'll only participate if WWE needs them. Unless they're planning on sticking around for a few weeks or months afterwards, then they could do like a really long run of Becky versus Trish or Becky versus Lita or something like that. I don't know. But then again, what are you going to do with Damage Control? Unless one of them joins Damage Control and it just builds out Damage Control even bigger. But again, I can't see Lita and Trish sticking around for too long. Because obviously they have their own things to do outside of WWE now. So, yeah, I can only see Damage Control winning this one. But how they win it, I assume Becky's going to turn on Lita and Trish, which will be like an oh my god moment of the crowd. Which there always is one during Mania. There has to be, because, like, not everything's so predictable nowadays. So, yeah, I think Becky's going to turn heel, which will make her go on some sort of, you know, opportunities for the titles down the line. Could even go in the Money in the Bank and win that, I suppose. Or the Queen of the Ring, which is also coming up soon. But yeah, it's just a weird situation in my opinion. But my prediction for this one is Damage Control win. Now on to the US title match between Austin Theory and John Cena. Now this one has been rumoured for a number of months now. I think since Cena, was it 20 years of Cena or something like that they did on SmackDown or Raw, one of them, like, months and months and months ago. They did that little tease between Austin Theory then. So everyone's been like, oh, Austin Theory versus John Cena. But yeah, but then they finally did it and John Cena absolutely destroyed Austin Theory on the microphone, which was funny to watch. It was probably one of the best segments I've seen for so long. My opinion is this match is going to be pretty decent. Yes, Cena hasn't wrestled for quite a while, but I think it's still going to be pretty decent. Now, my prediction for this one is going to be so far out there that I don't know if anyone will agree with me, but I think John Cena's going to win. And I think he's going to win and then offer either a rematch or offer an open invitation to the US title, which is then going to see Ford Montez from the Street Profits come out and win it. Now I'm saying it sounds pretty ridiculous, but I feel like that's possibly one of the ways to get Ford Montez over, even though he is already over with the crowd. But I feel like they want to try and pursue him as a singles talent, and I feel like putting the US title on him would be a good call. It kind of teased this rivalry between Theory and Ford Montez on Raw a few weeks ago, and the crowd seemed to pop at the idea of that. So they could have Austin Theory beat John Cena. My original idea was that John Cena was going obviously get beat and put Austin Theory over, which will make the crowd hate Austin Theory even more. But then the more I thought about it, especially the last few weeks or months, is that I think John Cena's going to win, and they're going to push Austin Theory more towards, like, maybe like the IC title or even the World Heavyweight title picture. And then John Cena's going to offer an open invitation, an open challenge, and somebody's going to come out and beat him for the title. And it's going to be somebody, I thought it was going to be somebody relatively unknown, but then there seems to be a lot of hype between the fans that Ford Montez should be US champion. So I think they could go with that idea, and he's the one that's going to accept John Cena's open challenge on the Raw after Mania. Or it could be, you know, like Matt Cardona, who's supposed to be rumoured to return on the Raw after Mania. Or he could interfere in the match somehow, which would then set up a feud between him and Cena, which they never quite finished that storyline from God knows how many years ago it was. But they could do that and then set up a feud between them two leading up to SummerSlam. I know it's months away, like I said before, but they could do it. Long-term stories. It works. It works in wrestling, as you've seen with the Bloodline and stuff. It works. Keep doing it. But I'm going to stick with my original prediction, is that John Cena is going to win and then offer some sort of open challenge on the Raw after Mania. And we could see the likes of even Matt Cardona come out and win it, or Ford Montez come out and win it. Who knows? We will see. I could be totally wrong. I probably will be. Ah, we're almost there, guys and girls. I say we're almost there. We're really not. We've still got about five or six matches to go. And we're already on 40-odd minutes. I'm so sorry. But stick with me, please. So next match, Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul. Don't really care about this one. Not going to lie to you. But I think it's going to be a hell of a match. Because even though I don't like Logan Paul personally, I don't know him personally, but like I just don't like the way he is. The guy can move. The guy has got some moves in his locker, and he's got some stamina, so he can roll with the punches, as they say. But for this match, I believe Logan's contract with WWE is up after Mania anyway, so it doesn't really make any sense to make him the winner. So I did think that Logan was going to win leading up to this, but when he said all those leaks online or some online that he said on his podcast or something that his WWE contract is up after Mania. So I kind of thought what would be the actual point in him winning this match then, especially with the last couple of weeks when he's come out and supposedly knocked out Seth Rollins the last couple of weeks. It just makes sense to have Seth win, and then we can just all move on. There you go. And now to another match I won't lie to you, with my mates, we've all said, why? Brock Lesnar versus Omos. Yeah. It's happening. I'd like to see Lesnar win this, but I can only see Omos winning this because for some reason WWE want to push Omos as this almighty figure. So yeah, that's my prediction. Omos will win. I don't know where they're going to go with Omos afterwards. I don't really know where they could go with Lesnar afterwards, but if rumours are to be believed online that Lesnar's leaving WWE or he's had enough of WWE, then yeah, there we go. Omos is going to win. Wow, them two last predictions were very quick. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't, like I said, I didn't really have any opinions or thoughts of where any of them could go after Mania. So, yeah, they're just there. So let's move on to WWE Tag Team Championship match between the Usos and Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. Now, this is heavily, heavily rumored to be the main event of Night 1. I've always had my own thoughts and opinions on all this. That's the beginning of this pod. But if it is, it's still going to end the night amazingly well, because it's gonna be incredible. The atmosphere for this match alone is just gonna be intense and up there with probably one of the best atmospheres going. The whole storyline between the Bloodline, Sami Zayn, and then thrown in Kevin Owens, like Kevin Owens didn't want to join Sami Zayn because of what happened months and months ago. I think the whole storyline, again, long-term storylines are the way forward. It keeps us invested. It keeps us going. This sort of stuff proper pumps me up. That probably sounds wrong over microphone. But yeah, anyway. Like, this sort of stuff gets me hyped and keeps me interested in the world of wrestling. Just long-term stories. Please, more. It's great. But the outcome of this match is clearly, well, I can't say clearly because you never know with WWE. They could pull a fast one on us. But I feel like it's going to be Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. Which will be then the start of the downfall of the Bloodline leading up to the main event of Night 2. I feel like they could use Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens and use them as like a decent tag team to go on some sort of run until they ultimately turn on each other again, which seems to happen every so often, or every couple of years it happens. Because them two just have great matches anyway, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. They always have done up through the indies and stuff. So it's probably inevitable that they're going to turn on each other at some point, but hopefully not for a long time. And they have them as champions. Give the Usos some time off. I mean, it's been a full on, what was it now, 18 months or something of the storytelling of the Bloodline. I think everyone within that storyline just needs a good time off, some nice time away, reinvent themselves if they want, come back. Then they'll get a major pop when they do come back. But yeah, my prediction for this match is that Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens will win. It's just there, basically. I mean, the alternative is that if the Usos do win, then it just, I don't really know where the story goes from there. Because that's what the story's been leading up to, is like, obviously they've not trusted Sami this whole time, or at least Jay hasn't. He's always had his doubts. And then he kind of turned to believe to Sami, and then that's when all the shit hit the fan, basically. So yeah, I don't really know where the story could go if the Usos did win. What's next for them? Where do you go? Do you split up the belts like I feel like they should do anyway? If Sami and Kevin win, they should split them up and have one on each brand. But I don't think they'll do that with the Usos because obviously they had it for so long as the Undisputed. I don't really know where it could go if the Usos win. So my prediction is Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens to win. And the crowd will go absolutely nuts because this is great storyline, great story work all round. Everyone deserves a round of applause, a pat on the back. You know, you've done your duties. That's all you need to do. again, it's probably going to be another short one now. Bianca Belair versus Oscar for the Raw Women's Championship. My personal opinion, it's not been a great build-up for this match. It just seems to be like every week on Raw, it's just been, oh, and they're going to fight at Mania, right? And there's been stuff there. It's not, like, yeah, there's not been a great build-up, I'm not going to lie. So I don't think a lot of people are heavily invested in this match. It's going to be fantastic because they're both incredible. But my personal opinion is that I feel like Bianca should retain. Only because I feel like there's more opportunities there for the women coming up to face Bianca. There's more heels in the women division, I feel, that could face Bianca, who's known as a babyface. So, yeah, I just feel like that's my prediction, is Bianca should retain. But the match is going to be phenomenal. The SmackDown's women's title match. Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley. Oh my god, if Rhea doesn't win, then I feel like 90% of the wrestling fans are just going to go absolutely batshit crazy. Including myself, because Rhea is the best thing in women's division on WWE. She's absolutely phenomenal. She comes across fierce and feisty on the microphone. She's just, her presence alone is just incredibly phenomenal. I feel like if they don't push her now, they never will. So she needs to win. Like, that's my prediction, is she's winning, because again, there's a lot more opportunities there for stellar matches for Rhea than there would be for Charlotte, I think, in my personal opinion. I think one of them could be Liv Morgan versus Rhea, who Rhea obviously turned on Liv to join Judgment Day, and I think that could be like one of the longest feuds going for the SmackDown Women's title match. It's there. You can do it. Easy. Also, what I would say is, like, what would this mean for Judgment Day? Would it mean that then Rhea becomes somewhat of like a China-esque figure for the Judgment Day? You know, like how China was like the enforcer, basically, for DX. Rhea could do, I know she's been doing it already for Judgment Day, but like to have a belt at it within the Judgment Day group would be pretty cool. They could even also then pursue Finn Balor and Damian Priest as a tag team and possibly have them win one of the belts off Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, if they are going to split up the belts. And then they could have, like, main belt galore in Judgment Day, which would then establish Judgment Day as, like, a proper, like, unit for WWE. Or even if they just had Rhea, like, leave Judgment Day after winning. Just let her leave and just have her just blitz through the whole entire goddamn WWE women's division. Just do it. Make it happen. She's phenomenal. Everyone loves her. Yeah, that's my prediction right there. Rhea's going to win. If she doesn't, I'm just going to end up, like, yeah, not watching ever again, because what is the point? And now it's time for your main event. Yes, it's time for WWE Undisputed Universal Championship match, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. Now, I mean, this, in hindsight, seems very predictable. What's going to happen is that Cody's going to win. Because what's the point in coming back? Or what's the point in even trying to, you know, tear him away from a company that he grew on his own. Well, not on his own, but with the help of some others. But he was like one of the head faces of this company, AEW. Why pull him away from his baby project to bring him back to WWE or entice him back to WWE if you're not going to put the belts on him? I mean, stranger things have happened and you've gone the opposite way, which would make the crowd be like, no. Like, but let's be honest, Cody's winning this. I mean, again, it's just great storyline. It's just great work all around. Cody came back last WrestleMania, didn't he? But he got injured towards the latter end of last year, and he came back then at Rumble. I believe if he didn't get injured during, was it SummerSlam he got injured? I can't remember now. Or Survivor Series. But if he didn't get injured then, I feel like they could have pulled the trigger a bit sooner on him winning a belt. I think he would have won a belt, one of the belts, at probably Royal Rumble. But here we are. He's going to win them both. What do they do after that? Nobody knows. Will they split it up? They should split it up. Have one on each brand. If they don't, they're keeping it as an undisputed belt. Which means there is going to be a new belt design. Which apparently has leaked online. But I'd prefer them to split the belts up and have one on each brand again. But if not, then they'll have Cody as champion for quite a while, I should imagine. Or at least up until, I don't know, Survivor Series. When's one of the latest ones? Survivor Series. Maybe even Rumble. But I can only see him being champion for at least like a whole year. I can't see him losing it earlier than a year. So it'll be next Mania. But there's so many potential opportunities there for him, like rivalries. My biggest prediction is that on the Raw after the Rumble, Randy Orton will return to come out to try and congratulate Cody and be like, congratulations, you've won. I'm so proud of you and all this stuff. And then he's just going to RKO out of nowhere, and that's going to set up the main first feud for Cody. Is Randy versus Cody, and it's there, like the storyline's there for it. Everyone knows about it. Like, I don't need to go into detail about it. It's there. We all know about it. I feel like it'll be a hell of a match anyway. If they do it, but yeah, that's my prediction. Cody's going to win. And then the Raw afterwards are going to have a whole celebration, and people are going to be coming out celebrating or congratulating him, blah, blah. And then I think one of them is going to be Randy Orton, who is evidently going to turn on him, which will set up a feud. The first feud of Cody's reign. But yeah, that's my predictions. I'm not going to go much else into detail over it because it's already gone on long enough, and I feel like I don't want to keep you all, you know, in listening, to be honest. But yeah. So that is my WrestleMania 39 prediction. Again, there could be other matches announced or little matches thrown in, you know, as and when. But I mean, it is only 2 days away, so I know they'll have everything in the background already sorted, so if there is some matches still to be announced, or if they're planning on some matches, it'll already be in the works as it is. We might not know about it until the actual day. It might be like a surprise match, say like Stone Cold does come back, or whatever, but we will see. There's obviously going to be Is there going to be the Andre the Giant Rumble thing that they do again? Is that happening? I don't know if I've seen that or not. You're going to have the likes of LA Knight and stuff like that appear at some place because they should push him because he's fantastic. But yeah. Then after Mania, there's going to be setting up for the likes of Money in the Bank, King of the Ring, Queen of the Ring, and all that stuff. So it's going to be interesting. The next couple of weeks are certainly going to be interesting because there's rumours of potentially quite, or not quite, but a few returns to WWE. Like I said, I think Orton's going to be one of the main ones. Matt Cardona's heavily rumoured, which would then, he could be thrown into the US picture or the IC title picture. Yeah, it's just going to be interesting. It always is after Mania. There's always like a couple weeks where it's like, ah, okay. And then it sets up for the next couple months then. But yeah, that's my predictions for WrestleMania this year. I'm sorry that it's quite late or quite close to WrestleMania, but like I said, WWE hadn't really announced much for Mania until the last couple of weeks. They've been solidly in place. It is what it is. I prefer it this way, to be fair, because then there's not a lot of it just doesn't give you a lot of time to think about stuff and be like, oh my god, what's gonna happen, like sort of thing. Like this, obviously I've had my thoughts and predictions on what matches could be and what could happen, hence why I'm telling you all now. But it wasn't until at least 2 weeks ago that there was solid like announcements for certain matches that we thought could happen or might not happen, whatever. So yeah, it is what it is. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for hopefully enjoyed it. hopefully you have the same sort of predictions I do. If you do, let me know I would say in the comments, but there's no comments. Let me know on social medias. Like follow me on Instagram on Back to the Geek blog. Follow me on Twitter, which is Back to the Geek 1. Yeah, just let me know. Reach out to me. Let's have a chat. I like interacting with people. Let me know your thoughts and opinions somehow, some way. Let me know what you want to hear me talk about next or future on down the line. Future on down the line? That's not the way to say it, is it? Just let me know. Have fun. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy next week. I will talk to you again soon about something. Until then, take care.